Chapter 6, The Money Lender. Tom searched and searched, but he could not find the huge man. The more he searched, the more he wanted to find him. Tom Walker became so eager to get the treasure that he was ready to agree to any terms. Finally, one day, he met the devil walking through the swamp with his axe on his shoulder. The huge man pretended not to be interested in Tom and gave him only short replies. But finally, when Tom said he would do anything to get the treasure, the devil agreed to talk. In exchange for the treasure, the devil wanted Tom's soul. Of course, this is always what the devil asks for. He also wanted the money to be used for evil. Therefore, the man proposed that Tom become a slave merchant, but Tom refused. Although Tom was a bad man, not even the devil could make him become a slave merchant. So the devil suggested that he become a moneylender. The devil loved moneylenders because they do evil work. Tom was glad to become a moneylender, so he agreed. This was just the thing for him.
"You will open a shop in Boston next month," said the huge man.
"I'll do it tomorrow if you want," said Tom Walker.
"You will lend money at 2% a month."
"I'll charge 4%, replied Tom Walker.
"You will squeeze the money out of the poor. You will leave them with nothing."
"Of course I will," cried Tom Walker.
"You are perfect," said the devil with delight.
"When do you want the money?"
"Tonight." "Done," said the devil.
"Done," said Tom Walker. So they shook hands. A few days later, Tom Walker had opened up his shop. Over time, he became known as a man who would lend money easily and to anybody. At that time, the economy was not doing well, and money was not easy to come by. It was perfect timing for Tom. Everyone needed money, and he had the money to lend to them. Poor people, gamblers, merchants, everyone came to Tom. All of them were desperate in those hard times. They would agree to almost any conditions. So Tom acted like a friend to all of these poor and desperate people. But while he smiled and talked with them, he squeezed them dry. The more desperate the client, the harder his terms and conditions were. He squeezed them and squeezed them until they had nothing left. In this way, Tom Walker made a lot of money and became a rich and mighty man. He enjoyed it. Every penny he got made him happier. As rich people do, he built himself a huge house to show off. But because he was still miserly, most of it was never finished. The huge house had almost nothing inside it. He was so eager to show off that he even bought a horse and carriage. He nearly starved the horses that pulled it because he was too cheap to buy them food. As he drove through town, the carriage squeaked and groaned because he didn't take care of it. People in town joked that the terrible noise was the suffering cries of the poor people whom Tom Walker was squeezing.